will carry it.
Okay, would you ever use lug, tote, or pack?
Yeah, lug, tote, yeah, that's a slang word, okay. Though. Yeah, we say tote it up. But.
Okay, and if someone, a child was going around getting into things and you wanted to keep him away from you, you say, now, don't you touch.
Yeah, don't touch that.
Okay, and you wanted something from your house, you might tell a boy, go what me that, go.
Go bring it to me. Okay. Some people say, go fetch it to me.
Okay, that's just what I was wondering about. And then in a children's game, the place where they try to run to in a hiding game to be free?
Well, it'd be in a closet or either some kids call under your floor.
But then they try to tag a place. Would you call that like the base or the goal? Or something like that?
Well, it'd be the goal.
All right. And you throw something up in the air and you try to
catch it.
And yesterday I
caught it.
Okay.
Caught the mumps.
Sure. Okay. And if somebody's trying to hurry up to get ready to go someplace, say, take your time. There's no hurry. I'll wait.
Well, I know one character said it wasn't in the order, but said it was first thing in the morning. Now, come on.
Would you say, I'll wait on you or I'll wait for you?
I'll be waiting.
Would you say?
I would, yeah, but I said maybe these hillbillies would say, just hurry up, I'll wait.
Okay. Would you say wait for you or
wait
on you?
Wait
on them, okay. And if a child's been bad and you're going to spank him, he might say, please give me another
chance.
All right. And if to do this with a pencil is to
scribble
or to write.
All right.
And yesterday I wrote a letter.
I wrote.
Okay. And many times I have
written.
Okay. And then now you expect a what?
I expect a reply.
All right, or an answer.
Well, an answer.
All right, and so you on the envelope you have to put your name and
return address.
All right,
serial number. I mean.
And to sure. And if you're going to do this on a letter, you say you're going to do what to the letter? You're going to what? The envelope.
Envelope.
Are you going to address?
Maybe search again.
Yeah, okay, when you put the person's name.
On his address.
All right, and so you say you're going to what to that envelope?
Seal it.
Yeah, or add. Did you say address it?
Yeah, I'd address it.
Now, did you ever use the term back a letter in the
old days? Yes, that's been used.
What's that?
Back a letter.
And what does that mean?
That means to write the address and the name on it you send it to.
Okay, and if a child's doing something pretty bad and you wonder where he got the notion to do that, you might say, who what you that?
Who did you take it after?
Who learned you that?
Yeah.
Or who taught you that?
Who taught you that?
All right. And if you're planning to go someplace pretty soon, in just a little while, you know, you'd say, well, we what to go soon? Would you use fixing to go or aiming to go?
Yeah, I'll say it was fixing to go. That's the most old-time expression.
All right. And what about a child's nickname for someone who bears tails?
Tattler.
And what about an adult? No, Tom, there's just a couple more things.
What about an adult that would be a tattler?
Yeah, would that be the same thing?
The same thing.
All right. And if you go out in the garden, you're going to put some things in a vase. You might say, I have to go out and
get some flowers.
Would you ever say pick or gather?
Yeah, pick.
All right.
That'd be a good expression.
And then something a child plays with would be called a...
You name it, now they'd play with anything.
Yeah. Would you call that a toy or a play pretty?
Play pretty, yeah, that's been commonly used.
Okay. And if there's a book that someone gives you something, and then you say, this is the book that he gave...
He gave.
Yeah, and he has what? Many books. He has.
Would
you say he has gave me many books?
Yeah, he has given me many books.